Sometimes when you can't sleep, when you believe that you can't sleep, when you want to sleep so much, but you're somewhere strange, sometimes it's good to practice, just for the fun. It's good to practice just allowing yourself to relax deeply. The danger then is that you can fall asleep, because when you don't want to sleep, sometimes when your mind is drifting away and you're just allowing yourself just to forget about everything that's been going on today, your mind starts to drift. When your mind drifts and you relax, 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 you can find yourself falling asleep easily and deeply. So, if you want to learn to be able to do that thing that is the great secret of all great leaders, and that is to be able to just sit and allow yourself to still and go inside and relax and go so deeply and quickly inside that you just fall asleep for maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, who knows? It could be that it's at the start of the time that you want to go to sleep deeply. Or it could just be when you come in and you know you're going out again. You come in from work on a busy day, a busy, busy day, and you've got to go out again. So what do? You have a deep sleep, just a few minutes deep sleep, just to allow yourself just to go really, really deeply and fast into a deep sleep. And the first thing you do is you set the alarm clock, because the last thing you want to do is to oversleep. So, decide, how long do you want this sleep to be? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? 15? If you've got to go off out to dinner, you've got to go off out to a meeting, when's that going to be? When do you need to be up? Set that clock so that you know that it's going to wake you. It's going to wake you in good time. And as you're listening to me right now, if you're going to practice this, you could do that right now. If you wanted just to lie down for 10 minutes, say on the bed, just lie down really comfortable and relaxed, but you're thinking, but I've got to get out to dinner, I've got a meeting, I've got so much to do. Set that clock, set that alarm clock so you know it's going to wake you. And put it somewhere right close by so you can feel really calm and assured, and you can know that it can wake you up even if you're deeply, deeply asleep. So do that. Your subconscious will know you've done it. And your subconscious will let you relax. Because if you don't know that you're going to be woken, your subconscious won't let you relax. So let's say that you were just going to lie down and relax for 10 minutes or so. What could you do? Well, you could set that alarm. And then you could think to yourself, well, I need to be comfortable and I need to be warm. So get all the pillows that are on the bed and arrange them so that you can be even more comfortable than you'd ever bothered to be. How would that be? Pillows under your head? Pillows under your knees? What would that be like? Pillows under the low part of your legs so that as you lie there, you just allow yourself to be supported. It's as if you make yourself a nest. A nest, a cocoon. Something lovely and warm covering you so that you know that if you fall asleep, you won't get cold. You'll stay warm. So get yourself sorted. Get yourself comfortable. And as you lie there, beginning to start to notice what it feels like to know that you're going to be woken by the clock, allow yourself just to feel the contact that you're making with the pillows and the surface beneath you. Allow yourself to sense and feel what it feels like just to be here relaxing right now. And then, let's start with the tips of your toes. Right down the tips of your toes. Imagine inside all the bones and all the muscles are just softening and softening and softening. as you're lying here, your feet, your ankles, and your legs are getting warmer and warmer, more and more relaxed, even easier on the bed, as you notice the tensions that you normally have, that you hold your legs a little, just let them go. That's right. If they feel a little tense, just go with that tension for a little bit and then just let it go. That's right. Just let it go. Get your pillows underneath you, well supporting you, and just let everything go. Backs of your legs, bones all gone, legs all floppy and warm. Deep into your abdomen, allowing your chest to relax. That's right. As you breathe in and breathe out, allowing your chest to just relax. And your shoulders. The back of your head, your neck. Allow those pillows to really support you. Your arms relax and your hands, your fingers, all soft and floppy, lying there like a rag doll. Allow your jaw to be open just a little. Allow your tongue to be relaxed. That's right. And as you relax, feel how the tension can ease away from the top of your brow, all the way over the back of your skull, the back of your neck. As you're relaxing deeply, as you're allowing yourself just to let go and feel the bed, sinking deeper and deeper, supported more and more by your pillows, allowing yourself just to feel safe, calm and relaxed, enjoying these few moments. Just taking time to allow yourself to feel what it feels like, just as you breathe in and then right out. That's right. Breathe out, out, out. Allowing the air just to come back in naturally, so that with every out breath you feel yourself getting heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed, easier and easier. As you lie relaxing, your head is relaxing too. I don't know if it may be today, or it may be yesterday, or it may be tomorrow, that all of the things that you need to remember are just neatly stored away inside your head, just neatly stored away. Everything is there. Everything is neatly stored. And everything is exactly as it should be. Life is perfect. Life is just an event, and it's perfect. Everything is wonderful. As you lie there, repeating to yourself how life is wonderful, think of today. Run back through the day, and think of all the wonderful things that you've been doing. That's right. Think of all the wonderful things that have happened today. The sunshine, the skies, the birds that you might not have seen out of your peripheral vision but that were there, just might not have noticed them. And allow yourself to congratulate yourself on doing a wonderful job today. As you lie there, just think about all of the people. All of the people who are here thinking about you, wondering how you are, thinking about you right now, as you allow yourself just to relax, knowing that you've done a fantastic job today. Say to yourself inside your head, well done me, well done me. I've done a fantastic job today, well done me. Everything is perfect. Everything is just as it should be. And as you say that, allow yourself just to smile. And as you smile, and you lie relaxing. Allow yourself to go off somewhere in your imagination. You know what it could be, a beach, a place, a space that you like to be on your own, somewhere warm. You're just lying there relaxing. And as you lie relaxing, I'm just going to read this to you. As you lie relaxing, just listen and hear and take this in. And I don't know if it may be now or in a few moments' time as you're listening to my voice, but I do know you'll fall asleep. As you fall asleep, I don't know if it'll be lightly or deeply, but as you're listening to my voice, as you imagine what's going on, just allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, feeling good, calm, relaxed, easy, comfortable. That's right. Just allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to feel at peace. That's right. That's it. Just relax. That's right. Enjoy these moments as you relax. And just listen to my voice. Tell me not in mournful numbers. Life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returneth, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment, not sorrow, is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow finds us farther than today. Art is long, and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still, like muffled drums, are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, howe'er pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present. Heart within, and God overhead. Lives of great men all remind us, we can make our lives sublime, and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. Let us, then, be up and doing, with a heart for any fate. Still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labour and to wait. And as you lie there relaxing, knowing that every day is the best, the only one, look back over the day that you've had and know that you have had another fantastic one. Allow yourself just to relax deeply. That's right. Allow yourself to let go and know there are footprints that you're leaving behind. Allow yourself to savour the moment and notice all of the things, all of the values and the beliefs you hold true to, that you're passing on through to those arrows into eternity, your children, and know how they will carry those footprints on. As you lie here relaxing, as you lie here feeling calm, you can know as you relax. Just relax. feel easy, comfortable. That's right. That's right. Just relax. Allowing yourself just to savor the moment as you drift away for those few moments of relaxing. That's right. Allow yourself to spend time relaxing. It's good to relax, you know, and sleep easily with a mind that's rested and calm, and knowing you've done a good job today.